the number of patient deaths associated on the study. And with more data collection that occurs, of course, as the study matures and we get more information from the outside sites, the number of patient deaths ultimately felt to potentially be related to treatment toxicity were 15 patients as opposed to 8 that was presented the year earlier.
What are those percentage-wise, roughly?
Just under 4%.
Versus one.
2 patients total on the paclitaxel carboplatin alone arm felt to be treatment-related. 15 patients on the paclitaxel carboplatin bevacizumab arm.
How many of those were thoracic hemorrhages?
There were 5 patients with pulmonary bleeds.
So there were 10 other deaths.
10 other deaths. There were 3 patients not included in that that were felt to have had cardiac events that might have been ischemic events.
So when you look on aggregate at everything that was presented at ASCO 2006 versus 2005, what, if anything, do you think is sort of a different message coming out in the second data set?
I think even with maturity of the study, it's clear that the survival benefit exists and is quite real. I think, again, that it includes both genders, male and female, and that the benefit, which also, interestingly, the response rates as the data became cleaned, if you will, looked more typical of the chemotherapy alone arm. The response rate was 15%, which correlates nicely with historical data for paclitaxel carboplatin, and 35% with the addition of bevacizumab. So the positive effects of bevacizumab have remained. The toxicity appears, again, very similar to what was seen the year earlier. There are an increased number of deaths, but when you look at the overall picture of grade 5 toxicity, in my mind, there's no one specific type of event that dominates. Example that of the 5 patients with pulmonary hemorrhage, 2 of those patients, 1 had hemoptysis going in, retrospect shouldn't have been put on study. A second one developed hemoptysis after the first cycle of therapy, was continued on treatment, and developed worsening hemoptysis and ultimately died with the second cycle. So only 3 patients who fit the strict ECOG criteria died of pulmonary hemorrhage out of 420 patients, well less than 1% and far less than what was seen in the original phase 2 study even. For the non-squames.